Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host. This is Fierce Manson, and today is July the 9th, 2021. It is 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone, and that is the time zone that rocks your socks off, baby and honey. Now, let me tell you something. I want you to do me just a small little itty-bitty favor, if you will. And you guys that listen to me all the time, you know what I'm going to ask you to do. I want your pretty little fingers, and ladies, females, your pretty little fingertips that's all colored in different fingernail polish, maybe pink, blues, purple, oranges, blacks, yellows, whatever your flavor and color. It's all good up in here on today. I want your fingers to do the dancing. I want your fingers to do the walking on your laptops, your desktops, and your mobile devices. I want you to go right on over to Facebook.com. Use the keyword, The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, I want you to please give it a like, give it a follow. I really do appreciate it. I have such a very special guest here on today, and I'm going to introduce him momentarily. But before I do that, I really want to give a shout-out to some very special people, my very special teams. I really, really appreciate my team. The Fierce Nation International team is more than just a team. It's more than just a group on Facebook. We have a mission. We are on a mission to change lives, one life at a time, in order to change a continent. That is the mission over there on Facebook on the Fierce Nation International team. So if you are in South or West Africa, if you're in the UK, Germany, please do. If you're in Puerto Rico, Mexico, join the Fierce Nation International team. It's a really great team where we support one another and help one another to change our lives one life at a time in order to change a continent. All right, so I have the owner with me on today, the owner of AED Project. Hello.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm so glad to have you with me on today, Mr. Alonzo. You know, you are a very talented man. I really do enjoy your music. You're welcome. I enjoy your music and what you're doing. You have a brand new single that's out, and it's really all that. I'm telling you, and I'm not just saying that. I really do mean it. I love music. I love what you're doing with AED Project, and it's super bad, and it is phenomenal. Tell me a little bit how you came up with the project and had the inspiration to get it started.
Oh, I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much. Really, it all started when I was managing bands in France. I used to work with rock bands, and this one band in particular, in fact, I used to do more arrangements than anything, and I enjoyed that more than being a manager. And so after moving to California, I decided that I was going to start doing some music, and I started out with a software called Acid Pro, and that's how I started. And I've been working on that for about 10 years, and then I just came out with a single. I've had it, you know, for a little while, but I have a lot more material coming out, so yeah, that's how it goes.
Well, tell me a little bit about the single that you have released, Let's Begin.
Mm-hmm. Well, Let's Begin, the first two singles are really about just having fun, enjoying dancing, and just having a good time. It's not a serious theme, it's just enjoy the music, enjoy what you're listening to, dance, and just have fun. Later on, we'll go into other things, you know, deeper ideas. But right now, it's just, let's have fun, let's dance, and that's really about it.
Okay, phenomenal. And so how do you see your music, what you have right now? Do you see it like in the past when we had house music back in the 80s and that particular movement of music? Do you see your music as growing from that particular movement of music, or do you feel that it's a little set apart and a little different? Do you think your music has a little flavor of house music a little bit?
You know, I have no idea what I sound like. I just I just do what sounds good to me and what makes me dance, and then that's really it. I mean, my influences are vast, you know, anywhere from, you know, talk the to you know, Maroon 5 or Beyonce. I mean, there's just a lot of things I've listened to, so there's not just one particular genre that I like. So I'm really mixed in every sense of the word about
okay.
what I do.
Okay. So now when you were growing up in high school or college, if you went to college, mm-hmm. who were some of your influences and some of the people that you really enjoy listening to? Who are some of your musical artists or bands that you were influenced by?
Well, I went to college in France. So at the time I was listening to Terrence Trent D'Arby, Talk, the things like that, European music mainly, until I came to the States. So that's really what I'm based more in.
Okay. And I know that you...
Yeah.
Sounds good. I know that you said that creation is your only intention, which is pretty intense to create. It can be intense at some times, and then sometimes for some artists it can be, you know, a lot of fun. It can be really... Tell me about your process when you're creating music, when you're working on a new project. Do you have a certain process that you vibe and groove in, or does it just kind of come to you?
You know, it's really interesting because since I'm not a musician and I don't write music, it just has to happen. Whenever it happens, I feel like going in front of the computer and I just listen to the sounds that I have or the instruments, the different instruments, and when I find something that just clicks, I just start with that and just go and just let it happen. There's no particular process that I have. It's just what sounds right together, and that's really all. And then after that, the words come, or sometimes the words come before. There's no method. I have no method at all. So it's not something I can just share like that. It's just, it comes whenever it comes, and it happens when it happens.
You know what, and I guess that's why it's called inspiration, because it just comes, you know, when you know, you get that inspiration, you get inspired, you just go with it in the moment, and it just takes you where the inspiration wants you to go.
Right. See, a musician, he can sit down or she can sit down, and they can play an instrument, and they can be, you know, moved by that. I don't have that way, you know, that channel, so I just... I have to wait until I feel like going in front of the computer, and whenever that happens, then I do what I have to do.
Okay, all right. And so, if you are just tuning in, if you're just coming into the show, if you're just coming in and listening, I wanted to introduce the audience to Alonzo Emmanuel Daniels. If you're just tuning in right now, if you're listening by way of iHeartRadio or Spotify, I want you to know that you're listening to the phenomenal, you're going to hear some phenomenal music by Alonzo Emmanuel Daniels, and it is the AED Project. And I do want to ask one question before I play the piece of music.
Yeah.
Let's begin. Now, do you create fashion as well? Do you have a fashion line as well, or no, is it just music?
Well, right now I have merchandise for the project. But eventually it's going to grow into a line of clothing, yes.
Okay. That's out of sight. That's really interesting. I can't wait to see it.
Yes,
I
thank you. And me too. I love
You're
clothes.
You're welcome.
So
this is Let's Begin. Let's take a listen. I love this piece of music. I'm excited to share with all of you. It is fascinating. I know you love it. I know you're going to enjoy it. Here we go. Let's Begin. You're welcome.
Voulez-vous danser avec moi?
Ow, 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 ow. Baby, my house is on fire. My house is on fire. That's some bad, funky stuff, baby.
Thank you.
That's some good stuff right there. And, you know, in the beginning, I'm telling you something. You're welcome in the beginning. Right here. Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. It was just like, woo. It was like Dizzy Gillespie stepped in the room.
Right.
It was like, woo. You found so much juice. You know, all that ancestral vibe going on. I was like, whoa, did Dizzy just wake up? You know, that
right.
was pretty good. Yeah, yeah, that's hot, that's hot. You are so on fire. I don't think you really know that you are so on fire. Oh, my God. You know, I could just have a party right now. That music just like, let's just go party. Let's go party.
That's what it's about. Good.
That's gonna feel good. Yeah, I mean that's hot stuff. I'm telling you, all the different sounds that you have in the music and the lady, and she's saying, "Please don't make me holler."
Right.
I'm like, "That's all I want to do is holler." You know, with that music, it's all that. Yeah, it's like, "What you talking about? I got to holler right now."
You're good.
Yes,
thank you
got
thank
a
you.
Jam spear. You're welcome. The jam spear is on. What was that movie? What was it? The movie with Michael Jordan? What was that? Space Jam. You got a music jam. You got Space Jam. You got the jam sphere going on. Yes.
Good.
Cool
All right.
Breeze. I'm a,
well, thank
you. You know, I've been calling you Cool Breeze on post on Facebook. I'm be like, y'all check this out. I got Cool Breeze over here, AED, the AED project, Cool Jam of the Space Jam. This
right.
is the, you know, the jam sphere of music. You know what? I'm going to tell them, you know, just like Michael Jordan in Space Jam. This is it right here, the Cool Jam.
No.
What's the other guy? You know, you got so much flavor going on. What's the other guy? I don't know if, well, see, I'm born and raised in Chicago. And I don't know if you know some of the DJs here or whatnot, but we had a guy here, the Cool Jet, that we used to come on the radio, and you kind of got that flavor too. So you got
really?
The juice. You're bringing the total juice. Herb Kent, what's his name? He wasn't a musician, but he was a DJ, and he was just really cool, really fly. You know, when he walked the ground, the sidewalk would just move because he was so cool. The ground
was cool.
The sidewalk would just move and float. So listen, what I'm telling you. So I said all that to say this: when you make your music, we don't need sidewalks. We don't need a dance floor because we just gonna float, baby. We're gonna float in out of space. It's gonna be that good.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you are so welcome. You deserve that. You deserve that and so much more. You know, I wish you so much success.
God bless you.
What you're doing, because it's so phenomenal. You're so phenomenal.
All
right. So now let me know. Tell me a little bit, like when you started, when you first got into music, what was the first instrument or the first how did you put it together? What was your first single that you did?
Well, this is the very first one. I have I made 20 other tracks that I'm working on right now for the album, but I started this one not that long ago, a year ago. But the other ones were about 8-9 years old. They were just way too. It was just too much at the time. It was, people would be like, "What are you doing?" But now it's a lot better. So it's great. You'll see. It's hard to explain like in words because I'm not a musician, but it flows a lot better, it dances a lot better, and it's more inspirational and some good lyrics. And so it's very different from this one, but it's great.
Okay.
It's great.
Okay.
It's an evolution. Right. You'll see. It changes. It's different. It's good.
Oh, I can't wait. So now tell the listening audience how they can connect with you and reach out to you and, you know, support you and your music, the new single, where they can purchase it.
Well, you know, right now, I mean, iTunes, Spotify, you know, anywhere really pretty much. The CD is pretty much everywhere. Deezer, Tidal. So And then there's a aedproject.com website, and there's also the Shopify store. So, you know, there's a couple of things you can do. And then Facebook, of course, and Instagram and Twitter. It's all there at the website, aedproject.com. And,
awesome.
There you
beautiful.
Go.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Now,
you're
welcome. I'm going to turn the table just a little bit. I'm going to change the conversation just a little bit and ask you, when it comes to humanitarian things and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
do you have a
mm-hmm.
particular charity that you lean towards, or what are you passionate about when it comes to human rights or things? Because I'm a person that
mm-hmm.
I'm all
yeah.
about human rights, and, you
right.
know, I really,
right.
I'm very stoked when it comes to that. I'm very stoked when it comes to helping improve another person's life.
Right.
So what
totally.
What gets
totally
you on fire
yeah.
when it comes
yeah.
to human rights?
Well, I'm pretty much a God-fearing person, so I'm a my work here with the music is really to give money to the orphans and to the poor and to the widows, and so that's really what I'm focused on, and then that's where the money's going. So I think if I can do that well, then I'll have done something right, and
wow.
That's good enough for me.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And that's so important. You know, and you're welcome. We really, that really resonated with me because I have always said that, you know, children and seniors is my love, my passion. You know, don't mistreat a child, and please don't mistreat
right.
a senior. Those are my two.
Definitely.
And so
right.
if you really want to get me, you know, teed off or, you know, the fire and the tiger
right.
comes out of me, you know,
right.
do you get do something wrong to a child or a senior, you know, it's like, wow, you know, the rah. So the
rah. Right. right, exactly. I understand.
It's
that.
Like, you know, it's like, wow.
I agree.
So, yeah, so orphans
yeah.
and
yeah.
So I'm really going to, you know, going to connect with you on a different level, you know, online, of course,
yeah.
and support what you're doing.
Thank
and
you.
Because when it, you're welcome when it comes to things of that nature, I totally want to mm-hmm. support that, you know, you're doing what you're doing to help orphans and widows. You know, that's so very important because, you know, mm-hmm. widows, man, I can't say enough about that. When you lose a spouse, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
that's. For me, you're gone.
Yeah.
So I've been through it. I know what it's like.
Yeah.
It's like you die.
Right.
When your spouse dies, you die. And when
right.
I lost
exactly.
my spouse, I died, you know, a whole year.
Right.
You know, I slept for a complete
right.
year. If you can't even imagine
right.
sleeping,
mm-hmm.
I slept and didn't even realize what I was doing. It's like, you know, I slept for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
I had a job. I went to work.
Right.
I came home.
Right.
I just slept. Didn't do anything. And
right.
so it's like you're dead
yeah.
on the inside. And it's
right.
really difficult,
exactly.
and that's a struggle to get through that. So man, I'm with you
right.
on that. And, you know,
yeah,
orphans
thanks.
And widows, that's a really, really
mm-hmm.
important cause to stand up for and to give to.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome. So in the future with your music, you know, I always ask individuals about the future
mm-hmm.
and where they see their music or their talents and skills going in the future. What do you aspire to do, or what do you dream to do?
Well, the idea here is to put out 3 albums, and then hopefully, you know, we will do well enough that there'll be a lot of work to do after when I'm finished with the 3rd album, so that I can finish the work with the orphans and the widows and the poor, and that will be it. Really, that's really what this is about. You know, I'm trying
okay.
to do this so that I can do something else.
Okay. So now, do you have one particular charity that you are working with, or just kind of in
that's
general?
Right now, I'm just we're at the beginning right now. So I'm starting everything. Everything is new. So CD is new. All these organizations, I'm going to choose them, you know, when I find out, you know, what they do and who they are. So in time, you know, that's going to happen. But this is just the beginning, so I don't have much to start with. But, you know, we're getting there. That's the idea.
Okay. And the important thing is that you've started. That's the important thing. You've started.
Right. Right.
And you're, you know, taking those steps to go where you wanted to go. And that's the really important thing.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You
know,
start somewhere.
That's right. I had a post on Facebook this morning. I posted Purpose and Pain is in the Same Seed.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of times it's painful, you know, when you begin. because it's not easy to get started. And so what I was just sharing is just your purpose can be painful, you know, within that same seed. It's very rewarding when you get to your point of purpose, but in the beginning it can be a little painful because it can be difficult.
Right. It was very difficult getting here, but it got here, so that's good.
That's right.
Now
so it's celebration. It's celebration. So I want to take a little bit of break right now, if that's okay. I want to take a short little break. I'm going to play a little music for everyone. I have something really great I want to share with everybody. And so give me one moment. I'm going to take a short little break, and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about the AED project. Guys, take a listen to this. This is Everybody at Party. Behind what he's doing, because he's doing it with a cause in mind. And when there's a great cause in mind, we can always connect, you know, with that individual, because there's a human rights thing that he's doing, and then there's things he's supporting as far as orphans and widows. And so he's passionate about that, and this is one of the reasons why he's doing what he's doing. He has goals in mind, and he's getting it started. He wants to help individuals. And so what we can do, the best way to get it done is for us as individuals to help him. And so when we help this young man to get his goals, we do it one by one. We do it one by one in order to collectively help him create his goal and get to the goal of what he wants to do. And so even though we're spread it all over the universe, we're spread it all over the United States and internationally, and I'm so thankful for all the listeners that I do have in Bangladesh, Germany, UK, and South and West Africa. I really appreciate you. So what we can do one by one, wherever we are, we can come together and help him to reach his goal. He has a dream. He has a goal. And so what we can do is reach out to him one by one from where we are in order to help him accomplish his goal.
Oh, thank you so much. That's awesome. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. It's a pleasure anytime to do something to help another person. It is indeed a pleasure. And I say that with heartfelt sincerity. And I always say every single day, if I can do something within the 24 hours that God has blessed me with, if I can do something to help an individual smile, help them feel better, or do something, I've accomplished my goal for that 24 hours. And so
sure
I think
have.
This is well, thank you. I
you
think
did
this
that
is
for
just,
me just now.
Oh, bless your heart,
you
bless
did.
Your heart. Thank
you.
You know, and I just think this is a tool God has given me to help reach more people, you know. And so it's just a tool that God has given me, and it's just such a blessing, and I'm very humbled and honored to be able to help different individuals on a day-to-day basis. And so I am just about out of time. Alonzo, if you do have closing remarks that you want to give right now, go right ahead. I appreciate it, and go right ahead and do that.
Really, I just want to thank you for everything, and you've been great, and God bless you, and I wish you the best. And I'll bring you my next CD first before anyone. Okay.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be awesome. That would be so awesome. Well, you know what? We'll have to connect, and you give me your information. Let me know where I can send whatever contribution, whatever that I can do to help you with your project. We can do that. We'll do that
it'll be set up
off
Facebook.
Air.
Yeah, it'll be set
we'll
up
do that
Facebook.
Off air. Oh, okay. Wonderful.
All right.
So it was a pleasure having you. I mean, it's been phenomenal. It's been a phenomenal 30 minutes. It's phenomenal for me, and I'm excited about your project.
Thank you.
I'm really excited.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. And when it comes to designing clothing, man, I'm going to be right there to see what you got and see what I can get and help you out and support that, too. So that's going to be amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, listening audience, if you're just tuning in, listen on demand, you guys, iHeartRadio.com, Spotify, listen on demand, download. It's for a purpose, and we're here to help one person to change lives, change continents. And the way we change a continent, one person at a time. I sincerely believe that. I believe that with all my heart and soul, changing a continent one person at a time. This has been a phenomenal, you know, even kind of life change. It's been a life-changing episode meeting this young man, and it's really cool.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce. Fierce. She's fierce. 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 She's